Brother, you better ditch that.
Oh, it sounds good.
Oh, it is delicious. I have bought it several times when this Bill Myers that I've known all my life, he used to butcher for Fosse out here. And when I'm coming, when he comes with your young calf, bring me some of America. And but it's too expensive anymore. It has been for a long time. It costs so much by the time you get it, and such a few of us to eat it.
Uh-huh.
Why, it isn't good if you fix just a little bit. But it needs to cook about 3 hours, just real slow.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you that it is that you won't forget.
Did you ever eat chitlins or chitterlings or hassle?
Yeah, I don't know unless that's cracklins. If it isn't cracklins, I don't know. But I kind of believe that that's what the cracklins and chitlins are the same thing. I think they are, but now I don't know. But I kind of believe they are.
What time of day would you say it was when it was time to feed the horses and the pigs?
Oh, well, if they was going on roundup or anything like that, they got out by the time it was daylight.
Uh-huh. I was thinking more in the evening when they start to make their noises and let you know they're hungry.
Uh-huh. Well, we just didn't, because we didn't feed anything.
Uh-huh.
They just, we'd drive the cows up to milk them, and now if you had a cow's calf shut up, well, she'd come to the gate and bawl to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd say, there's old Lionel, whatever she was, she wants into her calf. Mm-hmm. And that's the only thing we'd ever say, because we just didn't feed the cattle.
Did you have a special call to get your cows in from pasture?
Uh-uh. We never did call them. We just never
and
did.
What did you tell them? Are you going to stand still when you milk?
Saw.
That'll do it.
But I've had my head half kicked off a thousand times.
Huh.
We never had what you'd call a real gentle cow. In our, because they were just old range cows, and you just never did gentle them to where they won't kick. Now, I don't think we ever had a cow in our life that wouldn't kick. Now, I just don't think we ever did. I did, after we were married, we'd buy Jersey cows, but an old range cow, you just don't tame her to where she's a good gentle cow.
Did you feed your Jerseys?
I did, after I was married, yes.
What did you call a time of day with them when they start to
milk? I just say it's time to go milk.
Milking time,
short time. No, well, usually I'd say I'd have to go milk old Jersey.
Did you call calves at all?
No, we never did ours.
And how about call to bring your horses in from pasture?
You pulled your eyeballs out and they wouldn't have come. No, we always kept a saddle horse either staked out or in the corral. To go after the saddle horses,
mm-hmm.
because and you had to have a pretty good horse to bring them in.
Yeah, you have to catch them first.
Yeah, right? That's right.
Would they run when they approach?
Oh yes. And you had to have a good horse to corral a saddle bunch. After you got them in the corral, why then you could rope one out. But have you ever tried to rope a saddle horse out of another bunch?
No.
They'll get to where they'll stick their head down under a horse, under the horse's neck if they know you're after him. They're smart.
I never learned to throw a rope. I tried, but
I never was a good roper. I never did even try to, because that was the men's work, and I never tried to learn to rope. The boys did, and got to be good ropers, but I never did try to. Women just didn't do those things, and we
too
just
hard
never did try.
Your hands.
Oh, my, you can get a rope burn, and it just don't heal.
When you had your horses hitched to the wagon, what did you tell them to start?
Get up.
Then which way did they go?
Which one?
Then which way would they go?
Well, just whichever way you had them headed.
Well, would they go like that?
Just start walking. Unless you had them broad hitched up. If you did, why, he'd more than likely give a lunge forward. But we kids were more allowed to drive